بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: البر حسن الخلق، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected friends and elders, we are nearing the end of the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we've all probably managed to fast these days, so we fasted the majority of the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is a time for us to inculcate in us and enhance within ourselves our spiritual qualities, our ability of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the other good characteristics that are wanted from a believer. Ramadan is a chance for us to inculcate these, to enhance these qualities. We usually understand that Ramadan is the month of taqwa, the month of acquiring this quality of taqwa and piety. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this as part of the benefits of the fast, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Fasting has been ordained on you so that you may acquire the quality of taqwa. So we associate the month of Ramadan as the month of taqwa, the month to acquire this quality of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the quality of piety, the quality of abstinence from sin. And the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also exhorts us and draws our attentions to this, that laysa as-siyamu min at-ta'am wash-sharab. Fasting is not only about abstaining from food and drink. Rather, fasting is also innama as-siyamu min al-ma'asi wal-fawahish, or kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fasting is also for us to abstain from sins and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu says that when you fast, إِذَا صُمْتَ فَلْيَصُمْ سَمْعُكَ وَبَصَرُكَ وَلِسَانُكَ عَنِ الْكِذْبِ وَالْمَحَارِمِ. When you are fasting, then not only your belly should be fasting, rather your other faculties as well should fast from disobedience of Allah, from sin. Your ears, your eyes, your tongue should all be fasting from disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with this, together with the quality of taqwa, we find the exhortation, the encouragement towards developing good akhlaq and good character. The month of Ramadan is also a time for us to enhance our character and to bring it as close as possible to the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, Sayyidina Jabir goes on to say, وَدَعْ أَذَا الْجَارِ. And when you are fasting, don't harm your neighbor. The neighbor is the closest person to you. In other words, don't harm the people around you. This is now displaying your good character. وَلْيَكُنْ عَلَيْكَ السَّكِينَةُ وَالْوَقَارِ. You should display dignity and honor and awe whilst you are fasting. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَوْمَ صَوْمِكَ وَيَوْمَ فِطْرِكَ سَوَى. Don't let the day you fast be same like the day you didn't fast. In other words, when you are fasting, then there has to be this marked change in your behavior and in your character. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the incident is famous that there were two women who were fasting in Ramadan, but they felt the fast, like we say. They were completely, you know, drained by the fast and became extremely weak. And they were mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them to vomit. And when they vomited, then fresh pieces of meat came out as a sign that they were engaged in ghiba and backbiting. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that they were fasting from food, physical food and drink, but they feasted and they made iftar, so to say, by backbiting and eating of the back of their fellow creation. So during the month of Ramadan, together with adopting the quality of fearing Allah, building within ourselves the ability of, inshallah, reading our 5 daily salah in the masjid, paying our zakat, fasting properly, and fulfilling the other commands of Allah, abstaining from other haram and sin and wrong, we also got to abstain from harming those around us. Husnul khuluq, good character, is defined as doing good to the next person. Isalul ma'rufi ila al-ghayr, doing good to the next person. Wa kafful adha anhu, and to save him from harm. To save him firstly from your own harm, and thereafter from the harm of those around us. And we find that in several ahadith, they have been paired together, taqwa and husnul khuluq. Taqwa and good character have been paired. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says in a hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif, سُئِلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنْ أَكْثَرِ مَا يُدْخِلُ النَّاسَ النَّارِ. Somebody asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the major cause for people going to Jahannam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الْفَمُ وَالْفَرْجِ, the mouth and the private parts. In other words, by speaking that which is wrong, by being obscene, by being foul, by being vulgar, this is a major cause for a person going to Jahannam. Another meaning of the mouth could be by consuming haram as well. Wal-farj and the private part. That the person misusing these two organs, this becomes the major cause for people going to Jahannam. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, مَا أَكْثَرُ مَا يُدْخِرُ النَّاسَ الْجَنَّةِ, what is the biggest cause for people getting entry into Jannah? What are those qualities that have the greatest effect in leading a man to Jannah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَحُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and good character. Because taqwa, respected friends and elders, applies more. It applies in all our actions, but it applies more in your interaction with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And husnul khuluq, good character, is between you and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the two qualities, coupled and mentioned together here in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that will lead us to our Jannah, inshaAllah. We understand taqwa to be a great part of our deen and something that we ought to strive towards. But do we understand that husnul khuluq and good character is also an integral part of our deen? As integral and as important as taqwa Allah, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in the month of Quran. Ramadan is known as the month of Quran. The Quran is the book that contains the commands of Allah, the prohibitions of Allah, and a book of akhlaq and character. A book that has been sent to refine our morals and character. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I was sent لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, to complete good character. What was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent with? He was sent with the Quran and his Mubarak ahadith. So the Quran, like it entails commands to do with, you know, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prohibitions against sin, etc. It's a book of morals, a book of good akhlaq and character. And the same will apply to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Akhlaq and good character is contained in Quran and ought to reflect in the lives of the reciters of Quran, of the recipients of Quran. In a hadith of Muslim Sharif, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha was asked about the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How was his character? How was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq? She replied, كان خلقه القرآن. His character was the Quran. In other words, the character of Quran was reflected in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another version of this hadith, in other sources, she mentions, يَرْضَى لِرِضَاهُ وَيَسْخَطُ لِسَخَطِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be pleased and happy with things that Quran allowed a person to be happy for. And he would get angry for reasons contained in the Quran. So the month of Quran, the month of taqwa, the month for us to enhance our akhlaq and our character. The character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidah Aisha says, was the character of Quran. Allah says in Quran, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are a possessor of great character. Akhlaq, not just normal akhlaq, not just good character, but خُلُقٌ عَظِيمٌ, great character. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never get angry for personal reasons. He would never get angry on those around him, his wives, his servants, his children, fellow Sahaba radiallahu anhum, for personal reasons he would never get angry. If it was because of the violation of a command of Allah, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would get extremely angry. That is now yaskhatu li sakhatihi, getting angry because of something to do with Quran, the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma kana yantaqimu li nafsihi, he would never take revenge for any personal reason. So he never held a personal grudge against anyone. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the embodiment of the akhlaq of the Quran. Today, only one aspect of foul character and bad character, anger, getting angry on those around us, how common has it become? And in fact, during the fast, when we are supposed to be controlling ourselves more during the fast, that anger manifests itself to a greater extent sometimes. Anger, respected friends, and Allah's ghadab is associated with Jahannam. Ghadab, anger is from the fire, because it creates fury and fire within a person. Rather, we ought to suppress the anger and keep in front of us the role model of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He never ever got angry. He never hit any of his near and dear ones. He never hit any khadim of his, any servant of his. He never questioned him also, why you didn't do it like this and why did you do that? That was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We generally, unfortunately, look for reasons to get angry. Imam Abu Uthman al-Hiri rahimahullah, who was a great alim and abid of his time, was once on his way, and while he was walking on the road, some person from the balcony above emptied their ash onto the ground. And it so happened that Abu Uthman al-Hiri was going past. So this ash fell onto him. Now imagine the injury maybe it would have caused, or at least the inconvenience and the amount of mess it would have caused on his body and clothes. Abu Uthman al-Hiri rahimahullah got up, he dusted himself, he didn't even look as to who did this, and he continued on his way. So those that were with him said, "Oh Abu Uthman, you did not get angry. Why is it, this action that this person did caused you such taklif? If it was me and you, respected friends and elders, and like that person who was with him, we understand this as a situation that warrants anger. This is something we justify, that you are justified in getting angry." So that is the question that was posed to Imam Abu Uthman al-Hiri rahimahullah. His reply was so unique and something for us to reflect upon at every such occasion. He says, "Inna man istahaqqa an-nar fasuliha 'ala ar-ramad, kayfa yaghdab?" Out of his tawadu and humility, he says, the person who deserves the fire, I deserve, because of my evil deeds, I deserve the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. فَصُولِحَ عَلَى الرَّمَادِ, he was given a deal to only suffer ash on his body. Instead of being burnt in the fire of Jahannam, Allah only gave me what? Ash. How can I get angry? I deserved worse than this. I deserved more than this. I deserved worse than this ash falling on me. I deserve the fire of Jahannam. That is the habit of the Salafi Salihin. They looked for reasons how not to get angry. Good akhlaq, good character is something that completes a person's piety. It completes and supplements his taqwa, like we've been mentioning from the beginning. A hadith in Muslim Sharif mentions, Al-birru husnul khuluq. Al-birru husnul khuluq. We all want to be pious. We all aspire to be pious. And we generally associate piety with acts of ibadah, physical acts of ibadah, like salah, tilawat of Quran, charity, waking up for tahajjud, spending long time in the ibadat of Allah, making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are all undoubtedly great deeds and virtuous deeds and part of piety. But piety is not restricted to that. In this hadith of Muslim Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Al-birru husnul khuluq." It is good character. In other words, if a person may be practicing on other aspects of deen, but his character is foul, his character is bad, he gets angry with those around him, he is not kind to the people around him, etc., then this person cannot be called a pious man. He is not a pious person because he is lacking in one fundamental ingredient of piety, and that is husnul khuluq. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu was advised once by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Abu Hurairah, alayka bi husnil khuluq. O Abu Hurairah, adopt good character. Have good character. So Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, what is good character? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defines it for him and for us. Good character is أن تصل من قطعك, that you join ties with those who break off ties with you. وتعفو عن من ظلمك, and you forgive those who have oppressed you. وتعطي من حرمك, and the person who held back something from you, you give him. Somebody cut off ties with you, he doesn't want to make salam to you, you go forward and you join up ties with him. The person oppressed you, he usurped your right, you had some, you know, argument and you feel that you were wronged, you were the innocent party involved, even then too, many a times a person says, why should I go up to him when I am the innocent party? Why should I need to make peace with this person when he is the one that wronged me? So here the answer to that why is so that you can be counted among those who have good character. You can be counted among, this is what will make you pious. This is what will add you to the saf and the list of those who are listed among the pious slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتُعْطِيَ مَنْ حَرَمَكَ, and the person who did not give you, you give him. He didn't invite you to a particular function. It's now your turn for that function and he is near to you. You would have normally invited him. Then invite him. In Islam, we are not taught to act as tit for tat. That if he did wrong, we will do wrong too. And unfortunately, the environment today is such that if a person did me one wrong, then we want to retaliate with more than that, with double wrong. Rather, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that this is how you display your good character. This is how you display your akhlaq. Even if that person is bad to you, even if he cut off ties with you, even if he was, if he did not display akhlaq to you, we should display our akhlaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person who has good akhlaq. And وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبْغِضُ الْفَاحِشَ الْبَذِيِّ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes, Allah hates that person who is immoral and immoral in his actions and in his speech. What he does is bad. What he says is bad, is vulgar, etc. This person is hated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though he may be, like I'm saying, fulfilling other commands of Allah, but this is something that we have to understand is part and parcel of our deen. So important is good character and good akhlaq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, وَإِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَيَبْلُغُ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ, a believer, by virtue of good akhlaq, by virtue of refining his morals and his ways and his conduct and his interaction with people, he reaches the maqam and the rank, دَرَجَةَ الصَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ, the rank of a person who is fasting and the person who spends his night in tahajjud, a person who displays good character can be equal to a man like that as well. Again, here to draw our attention that like we understand and associate fasting, nafil fast, for example, outside Ramadan, if a person observes nafil fast, is a sign of his piety, mashallah, because very few people do so. Person who stands up in tahajjud salah at night is a sign of his piety. Like that, a sign of piety is that we are kind to those around us. And this kindness, respected friends and elders, starts from home. It starts with our wives and children. It starts with our servants at home. It starts with the people in our personal lives, in our businesses. This is where our akhlaq has to begin. It's easy for a person to smile. It's easy for him to show good character when he is forced to show good character. When he is dealing with a stranger, etc. But it is difficult. And the real challenge is to display good character with those over whom you supposedly have some kind of authority. You have some kind of control. You have some kind of seniority over them. To display good akhlaq with them is the real challenge. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the greatest muttaqi. And he had the greatest akhlaq, like Quran said. And his akhlaq also began from home. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. The best of you, the best of you are those who are best to their wives. The best of you in this particular hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never mentioned other acts of good. As I'm saying, this is not to belittle other acts of good. Every other act of good is good, alhamdulillah. But to highlight the importance of this good akhlaq and character in the home, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the best of my ummah and the best of my people are those who are best in their conduct to their families. Wa ana khayrukum li ahli. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and I am the one that is best towards my family. My akhlaq to my family is unmatched by any of you. So every follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like he aspires to follow the Nabi of Allah in acts of ibadah and acts of outer virtue, we should also aspire to follow and replicate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his akhlaq and his character. Sayyida Safiya radiyallahu anha, her incident when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had married her en route or on return from a battle. The Sahaba mentioned, see the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his wife. And as he was traveling, then she was sitting behind him on the camel, and she began to fall asleep because they would travel at night as well. And because of that, her head began to bump against the wooden saddle, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would caution her, would hold her up, would not leave her to be. When the time came for her to mount a camel, you know it is difficult to mount the camel, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to put out his knee so that she may step on his knee and then mount herself onto the camel. This, in today's day and age, can be equated to a person opening the door, for example, for his wife. And if we see somebody doing something like this, then we smirk and we say either the car is new or the wife is new. Or we say, look at this person, his wife has got him under control, na'uzubillah. No, respected friends and elders. For some people it may be like that, and Allah relieve them from that. But we should be doing it willingly. We should be doing it to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After all, if a person ponders and thinks to himself, what khidmah he takes from his wife. He is totally dependent. A man who's got no wife, no partner in life, his life is incomplete. Adam alayhi salam in Jannah also, the enjoyments of Jannah was not experienced to its fullest by Adam alayhi salam until he didn't have Sayyidah Hawa with him. These are our other halves. They deserve the best of character because we need them the most. Although we have authority, although we are the men in the homes, but our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us in these ahadith and many other instances of how he displayed his good character to his beloved wives. And thereafter, outside the home, with fellow musallis, with employees, with customers, and with general people, respected friends and elders, a Muslim has to be someone who is mirroring the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what would attract people towards us. That is what creates even more harmony and more love and unity in communities and in families. When we display good akhlaq, idfa' billati hiya ahsan. Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, repel and respond in a better way. If somebody did bad to you, your response should be better, not worse. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Allah mentions that if you respond in the better way, like the hadith mentions, somebody cut off ties, you join up ties. He deprived you, you give him. He oppressed you, you forgive him. Then this will create the bond and unity in the ummah. And the person who would have been your enemy, the Quran says, الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ, he will now become your close and bosom friend. He will become your close friend through akhlaq. This is the effect of good character. My Ustad, Shaykh Abdul Fattah, Abu Ghudda, rahimahullah. There's a very inspiring incident about his akhlaq and his character. At the time of political unrest in Syria, Shaykh was a resident of Syria, of Aleppo. There was somebody that had bad-mouthed Shaykh to the authorities and had falsely accused him of some issue in politics. And because of that, Shaykh Abdul Fattah, rahimahullah, being a great alim of the town and a very senior alim, was put into prison. And a short while later, when the Israeli-Arab war broke out in the mid-60s, then the political prisoners were freed in Syria. So Shaykh was freed also, Shaykh Abdul Fattah rahimahullah was freed and he returned home. And when he returned, obviously his students, his murids, the people of the community came to meet him and to welcome him back and to congratulate him on his release, etc. So whilst the people were in his home, somebody said, "Oh Shaykh, that person who reported you to the authorities, he is outside. He also wants to come." Now, respected friends and elders, a person who was the cause of us going into prison for the wrong reason also, and being of that caliber, a sheikh, an imam, an alim, a leader of the community, is not just the humiliation of any other person going to prison. This is being a senior, so to say, from the musalla to the prison. What would have been his feelings? What would have been his thoughts when he was in prison? And now, alhamdulillah, he's released. So this person is outside, he wants to come in. Shaykh Abdul Fattah, rahimahullah, gives us this lesson. And this is a lesson derived directly from Quran and Hadith when Allah says, repel in the better way. When the Hadith says, do good to those who did bad to us. He says, da'hu yadkhul, allow him to enter. نَحْنُ نُعَامِلُ النَّاسَ بِأَخْلَاقِنَا لَا بِأَخْلَاقِهِمْ We treat the people and we deal with the people using our morals, using our akhlaq, not their akhlaq. In other words, if he didn't display good akhlaq to me, I'm not going to mirror that to him. That is his way. That is his moral code. I am going to display my akhlaq and the akhlaq that I am supposed to display, the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So don't let that person's wrong judge the way you react, respected friends and elders. That is his way of reacting. If we're going to react like him or worse than him, then it makes us no better. Then we are same or even worse. No, we have to be better in a situation of disagreement. We should be better in situations like this, respected friends and elders, as is the teaching of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The month of Quran, the month of taqwa, is also the month of husnul khuluq and good character. Month to develop our akhlaq and character. During this month we are cautioned, hold back your anger, be kind to those around you, be more charitable, etc. Let us now extend this to beyond the month of Ramadan. Let us inshallah use this to complete our other half of piety. That alhamdulillah in the month of Ramadan we engage in so many other physical acts of ibadah. Add to that this great act of ibadah of husnul khuluq, al-birru husnul khuluq. We all aspire to achieve the best of everything. We want the best of homes, the best of cars, the best of families and children, the best of jobs, the best of food, the best of everything we want. In one narration, there is mentioned, and the narrators of that narration are Hassan. One person, one narrator, his name is Hassan. And he reports from another whose name was Hassan. And he reports from a third whose name was Hassan. Each one's name was Hassan. Hassan normally means good. Until the report reaches Hassan ibn Ali, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who says, my grandfather sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna ahsan al-hasan al-khuluqul hasan. The best of all hasans, the best of all good is good character. We can view it in two ways. Each narrator was a hasan, so your name can be hasan also. You can have the best of everything. You can have clothes that are hasan. You can have property that is hasan. You can have a car that is hasan, meaning good. You can have the best of everything. But the best of the best, ahsan al-hasan, is al-khuluqul hasan, to have good character. That is what will define us. That is what will separate, respected friends and elders, the chosen slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rest of mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.